You are about to listen to The Light of Emunah, a Parsha podcast based on the teachings of the Or HaEmunah weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azolai. This podcast is being produced Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information, please visit the Light of Emunah website at www.tloe.us.
Welcome to the Light of Emunah podcast, Parshas Ekev. This adaptation is dedicated in honor of my dear wife, Devorah, and our dear son and daughter, Jonathan and Ariella, and for Refuah Shleima, for Ratza Bas Rachel and Henya Bas Freidel. The Parsha opens, V'hoye Ekev Tishmon Es HaMishpatim. This shall be the reward when you hearken to these ordinances. The word V'hoye indicates joy. Ekev means the feet, the heel. To achieve a level of joy that reaches our feet, lifting them off the ground, causing us to dance, is possible by way of self-assessment, mishpatim. When a person conducts introspection, does tshuva, corrects his ways, and judges himself for what he has done, whether his actions were appropriate or not, he sweetens judgments because when there is judgment below, there is no judgment above. He is happy that he is on the proper and good path, and through that he reaches joy and dance. Simcha shel Yehudi, a Jew's joy. Our entire aspiration in life is to elevate. That is the joy of a Jew. He constantly wants to go higher. The soul within us cannot reside below without some desire to reach something loftier. We continually look to the pinnacle, yet assess where we are and say, okay, we have patience, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has patience. The main thing is that we have a destination, that we see the goal. Nothing gladdens a Jew more than closeness to Hashem. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Vani kirvas alikim li toiv, but as for me, Hashem's nearness is my good. We connect to above, and with the strength that we draw from above, we contend within whatever we find ourselves. Our souls find themselves with constant desire for something above, something higher, not our current station within which we are found. Rather, they seek a higher reality that lifts us up. If we reach it, everything will be different. What is this higher reality? Holiness, dveikus, clinging, tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy Torah, tefillah, all of the amazing things that we want to merit. Everything is a bit higher than we are. We have not yet grasped it, and it is still beyond our reach, not yet with us. However, our task is, even when we cannot reach it, to try to grab some of it, feel it, yearn for it, and receive strength from this light. The soul is not happy with results. It finds joy in the journey, the path of elevating the soul to a higher matter. That causes joy. A Jew must allot quality alone time for himself with the Creator of the world. Whether that means arriving in shul a little early for davening, staying a little late without rushing out, going out in the fields for several hours or to holy places, there is no replacement for this sweetness. If a Jew does not feel that he loves Hashem, if he does not feel the pleasantness of Hashem, the essence is missing. A Jew must seek the true flavor of service of Hashem. It is forbidden to compromise. Rabbi Nosson is a good example. His soul yearned to connect to his Creator and he felt a thirst for the genuine taste of serving Hashem. In his heart, he knew that there was tremendous sweetness and pleasantness with Hashem, but he felt so far from it until he met Rabbi Nachman. With our gaze skyward, we are not disconnected. If a person experiences a particular problem that he must handle, he handles it. He deals with his peace at home or his child who has trouble learning. He does not ignore difficult things in the world of action. However, he must remember that we do not remain here forever. This entire world is a parable. Only afterwards is real. When a person infuses concentration in every action that he takes, in every mitzvah that he performs, he is much happier. Every person must see the entire world as half meritorious and half unworthy. One person with one small act can tip the balance to merit or fault. It can be any minor action. For example, how we wash our hands by endeavoring to fill the cup, thereby engulfing our entire hands and reciting the bracha with as much concentration as possible. It can be any simple matter. For example, when we drink a glass of water and make the bracha, through whose words everything came to be, Shakol Nieh Bedvaro. We inspire emunah that everything really is from Hashem, that everything really came to be through His word, even this water that we are about to drink. We can tip the entire world to the side of merit and bring the redemption. We must implant holy emunah in our lives. Only it can bring us out of sadness. A person's entire life, from the moment he is born until his final day, is full of plans. This is his way, his style, this is what he likes. Nevertheless, his plans do not always succeed. His desires are not always realized. We do not know who to get angry with, and we forget that there is one who directs the whole world. He knows all of the secrets, and he orchestrates all of creation. It did not go well, because that is how Hashem wanted it. It is best for us when it does not go well. We must continue wanting and davening until we build the vessels with which to receive. In the meantime, we must be happy that it did not go well. We must not blame, not ourselves and not anyone else. We must see only Hashem. If a person gets angry, worried, sad, broken, he is not seeing Hashem. He is lost in concealments. He does not realize that it is all Hashem. Life is endless perseverance with countless challenges and difficulties. Each time that it seems as if something quote-unquote bad occurs, we are lacking emuna. If we are depressed, it is as if we are saying that Hashem does not exist, God forbid. A person who has emuna is always happy. Even if we commit a sin, God forbid, we do not allow the Yetzirah to cast us down into melancholy under any circumstances. We do tshuva. We ask Hashem for forgiveness. We ask Him to help us never fall again, and we proceed cheerfully. One of the most important things is to have complete emuna that Hashem loves us. Hashem loves us unconditionally and immeasurably. When we truly have this emuna, we look at everything that happens with different eyes, because if Hashem loves us so much, what happened cannot be bad. A Jew who is delighted with his Yiddishkeit is the happiest being on earth. He does not have to waste a fortune on useless endeavors to attain illusory thrills, as is so prevalent in the world. A Jew draws his joy from the knowledge that he serves the honor of the high and mighty King, the King of all kings, and from the emunah that whatever happens to him is for all for the best. The Torah does not only promise eternal life in the world to come to the one who keeps the Torah, it also promises him a good life in this world. The primary joy of a Jew is joy in the present moment. The past is gone. The future is not yet here. The only thing we have is the present moment. A Jew arises in the morning. The Creator gives him his soul anew. First, he must thank for this. This is how Jews can be relentlessly happy, to the extent that even right before death, they feel satisfaction from every minute that they have the opportunity to do heaven's will. Right now you are alive, healthy, breathing. Rejoice, be happy. Happiness without any thought as to what was or what will be. The challenge of a Jew is to be incessantly happy. That is our main test. Every person must go through challenges throughout life. The main time to fortify our joy is during the downfalls and tribulations, to have emuna that we will emerge from them. A person must be jovial, must sing, must constantly thank Hashem before troubles arrive. God forbid. Not wait for troubles and then try to be freed of the misfortunes. Rather, we must constantly be blissful, constantly sing to Hashem, thank Hashem. Then the adversities will not ensue. When Hashem sees that we are happy with Him, He nullifies all of the decrees and all of the suffering. I'll repeat that. When Hashem sees that we are happy with Him, He nullifies all of the decrees and all of the suffering. Human beings have a natural inclination and tendency to fall into depression and sadness. Why are we sad? Because we are materialistic. We feel like things are coming to us. Because we did not feel anything in davening today. Because we did not succeed. Because things did not go well. Because we are selfish. When I am so successful, when I do not feel something well enough, when I do not do something well enough, I am deflated. Hashem wants us to coronate Him within this world. The kingdom of Hashem reaches all sections of reality and descends even into the tiniest details and lowest places. Hashem wants us to descend into this world with all of its suffering, confusions, failures, disappointments, with all that happens to us and to our children. He wants to see how, from here, we try, despite everything, to elevate ourselves a bit, to feel something, to connect, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our address for everything that we lack and for everything that happens to us. We have no other address. He is with us in all of the downfalls and He helps us get back up. Hashem loves when we are satisfied with our lot. What is our lot? It is everything that is demanded of us to complete our purpose in this world. Every soul was given talents and other gifts by heaven in accordance with what it needs to accomplish here in this world. One receives a lot of money to contend with the challenges of wealth. Another, which may have already dealt with that in a previous incarnation, comes to the world now to cope with the trials of poverty. Each one receives precisely what is needed for its correction. A person must be happy even with what does not go well for him, even with what he is lacking. That is called his lot. When we contemplate our lot for a bit, we see how impressive it is, how many thousands of favors and kindnesses we have received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every moment. We received a mouth to ceaselessly thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every chesed that he showers upon us, for all of the positive desires that he gives us, because desire is joy. When can a person achieve true joy? Joy is achieved when we desire, not when we act out of being forced. When we want, when we love, we suddenly experience joy. Joy is a sign that we are connected to Hashem. A person cannot say that he is happy when he is detached from Hashem. Joy without connection is debauchery, frivolousness, nonsense, indulgence. By contrast, true happiness is evidence of attachment to Hashem. Our joy is above all pain, suffering, and anguish. It is not bound to anything that we have or lack. It is joy in Hashem. When does a person fall from joy? When he commits a transgression and must remind himself that these sins are not befitting of his soul. The soul is always righteous, pure, and holy. Whenever a person falls into sin, it is because he is not sufficiently happy. Therefore, it is forbidden to become dejected for any cause, even sin. If we stumble in sin, we do tshuva. Recognize what kind of Yetzer Hara we have received. Recognize what kind of Yetzer Hara we must contend with every day. And even though we are in such a trying situation, we still overcome and do mitzvahs. Then we will experience exhilaration. Joy and humility go together. We see this in the first pasuk of this week's parsha. The word vahaya indicates joy. Ekev is a term of humility, the feet, the heel, the bottom part of the body. A person who lives with modesty and humility is always happy. He experiences such delight, such divine light shines upon him. He does a lot, but does not think that he does anything. He is certain that all others are more virtuous, wiser, and holier than he is. The smaller a person makes himself, the happier and more satisfied he is. Self-nullification is the vessel that allows us to reveal the great light in the depths of concealment. Self-nullification is an inner feeling, true and deep, that everything is an unearned gift without any merit on our part. It is all the creator of the world's kindness and compassion. We cannot draw close to Hashem with arrogance. The pasuk in this week's parsha says, "Varam levavcha v'shachachnas Hashem lekecha." And your heart will become haughty and you will forget Hashem, your God. Sometimes heaven breaks us, but the results are all good. When the heart is broken, the light of Hashem can penetrate it. When the heart is not broken, there is no one with whom to talk. It is a sealed heart. From these breaks, we receive new levels. Suddenly, we look at life differently. Suddenly, things do not bother us. Suddenly, what used to upset us no longer does. Suddenly, we connect to you, Father. Suddenly, we begin to cry. Suddenly, we feel Hashem. Suddenly, life seems worthwhile. In this world, a person must be an intermediary for the revelation of godliness. We must see ourselves with humility and modesty as representatives of the divine. We need not speak or deliver lectures. We need not utter a single word. People recognize one who is not materialistic, who has no personal desires other than to do Hashem's will. When I am nothing, it does not matter what people say or think about me. This is a level of not depending on anyone else. No need to find favor with anyone to receive honor, income, or smiles. It is a level of knowing that everything is from Hashem. Nullifying our egos is very difficult. It is a lifelong task. Yet there is no greater joy than knowing that there is nothing here, only Hashem. That concludes the Torah portion of Rav Azulai's Light of Emunah. And now, as we do every week, we conclude with the tefillah that Rav Azulai shares with us from his heart, his cry to Hashem. It is a very personal and intimate part of him. And it reads, "Master of the world, every time that I pay more attention than I should to people who annoy me, and I have no patience for anyone, and I want to run away from wherever I am and be alone, help me remember that the problem lies with me and not with others. Every time that I notice, more than I should, the flaws in others, and I feel superior to them, help me remember that the problem lies with me and not with them. Help me remember that what I need to do is raise my head to you and scream from the depths of my heart, 'Master of the world, connect me to you. Grant me love towards everyone. Grant me benevolent eyes to see only the virtues in others and not their flaws. Help me, Father, to remember that they are all your children and you love them just as you love me. So how dare I disqualify them? How dare I see their flaws? When things are good for me and I am connected to you, help me remember, Father, that I love everyone, and help me feel such unity with everyone, and help me want to offer only kind words. Help me understand that I do not need to replace the place or the people. I simply need to connect to you, Father, and everything will be amazing because you are so amazing. Have an awesome, uplifting, and wonderful Shabbos.
You've been listening to the Light of Emuna Parsha podcast based on the teachings of the Or HaEmuna weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azolai. This podcast is produced by Hillel Caps Productions, Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information about the Light of Emuna or to receive a weekly Parsha newsletter, please visit www.tloe.us.